Blog Talk Radio.
It's Film Festival Radio, the show where superstars and future stars happily coexist together. And now, here's your host, Janice Malone.
All right. Good morning, everyone. Welcome this morning. It's very cold. Yes, it is still very cold in the Midwest and the upper northeastern coast. Oh, man. I'm just saying prayers for all of you out there that live in those regions. I hope you stay safe and, you know, just try to be as warm as possible and just no accidents, please. But anyway, thank you for listening to the show this morning. This is one of our morning mini shows that we have often, practically every other day or so. And on this particular show, we are welcoming as our featured guest in just about 5 more minutes, the winner of season 16 of The Biggest Loser Glory Days, Toma. Let me see if I can get this last name correct. Toma Dubroslav. Dubrovic? Am I close? Well, when Toma gets on the line, he can correct me. But Toma is the winner of this past week, they officially crowned Toma as the winner of the Biggest Loser season 16, winner of $250,000. And more, you know, the money is great, but the fact that Toma started the show with 20 other contestants, top people. Some of these were top athletes, household names, some of them. But whether they were top athletes or well-known or whatever, Toma lost 171 pounds. He started the show at 336 pounds, and now he weighs only 165 pounds. Which, of course, means that he lost nearly 50.89% of his body weight. And he was, deserving to be crowned as this year's The Biggest Loser. So, as I said, the money, yes, that's important. But most importantly, he lost all of that weight. That is amazing. That is amazing. It is amazing. But there were three finalists here. Sonia Jones from Springfield, Illinois, lost 144 pounds and was named the runner-up. And then 32-year-old Jordan Alejandro from British Columbia, Canada, won $100,000 as the at-home prize winner. So all of these people, you know, most of us who don't have that much weight, maybe we have 10 pounds, 20, 30, something like that. And the fact that you can lose that much weight, over 100 pounds, 171 pounds to be exact, is totally just off the chain. No weight loss surgery. I mean, you've seen the show. It's been on for 16 seasons. These men and women get in there, they work with the trainers, they work with the dietitians, the nutritionists, and they work hard and they lose it the old-fashioned way. And so for this past season, they had former athletes that included former NFL players, former Olympic gold medalists, and different athletes who were outstanding in the colleges and their high schools when they were younger. And somehow or another, life got in the way or whatever situation happened, and they just gained a lot of weight. But the good news is not only do we see the last three finalists each year on this season on The Biggest Loser, but there are all these wonderful stories that come in from viewers who follow the show each season, and they are motivated and they are inspired to get out there and do what it takes to lose the weight right along with the contestants. And that's what's really, really good. And, of course, the money is nothing to sneeze at now. We're not going to sit here and pretend the money is not important either. But it just helps you to enjoy, I'm sure. And we'll ask Toma that. It just helps you to enjoy the money a lot more. You can be healthy. You know, you get your health together. You look great. And so what's more rewarding than that? I don't think not too much more. But anyway, as I said, Toma, I'm going to try to pronounce this name again, his last name, Toma Dobroslavjevic. Dobroslavjevic? Oh, he'll help me. I know he will. He's just a really, really nice guy. So we'll find out the exact proper spelling and pronunciation. I got the spelling, it's just the pronunciation of Toma's last name. And it's not yet been a week since this great accomplishment took place for him. And so we need to find out what has he been doing? How has he taken all of this newfound celebrity into stride? I mean, what's been going on? We do know he's been doing a lot of media appearances. He's been in, I believe it's the current issue of People Magazine, people.com magazine. You can go and check that out. It's the people.com article on their website. And just, you know, maybe there's a, I know he has a Twitter page. Let's see if we can find it here. I just should have typed in his name. His last name is spelled D, D as in dog, O, B as in boy, R, O, S, A, V as in victory, L, I, E, V as in victory again, I, C. And just go and just see if you can, I know it's there on his Twitter and Facebook pages, because people follow everyone that is on this show, that is observed on their social media pages. I probably can see it right here while I'm waiting. Yeah, here it is. His Twitter handle is at Toma Dobro, T-O-M-A-D-O-B-R-O, at Toma Dobro, which is a lot easier to pronounce. Thank you for that, Toma, for helping us out there. So he's been on the Today Show. He so far met Matt Lauer, which is really cool. And we're going to find out even more as to what's been going on with him. Good morning, Toma.
Good morning. How are you?
I am great. I'm trying to stay warm. And in addition to that, I am trying to pronounce your last name, and I'm messing it up. So help me out. What is the correct pronunciation of your last name?
The last name is Dobroslavjevic.
Okay. I was so not close.
It's quite all right. Yeah, Toma works, and that's why I've made it Toma Dobro quite a bit, because I know it makes it easier for a lot of people.
Oh, yeah. I was looking at your Twitter handle, at Toma Bro. Dobro is really, it's cute and it's a lot easier. It's not as challenging. Well, to further speak of challenges, Toma, as everyone, the whole world knows, you are the season 16 winner of the Biggest Loser Glory Days. Okay, it's been less than a week. What has your life been like? Is it really sunk in for you yet or what?
It really hasn't sunk in yet. It's been really overwhelming. I'm still kind of, I think, in shock and still kind of running on adrenaline here. It's been absolutely amazing. And, you know, I didn't think I'd ever even be on the show, let alone win it. So it's pretty awesome.
Now, were you, like a lot of people out there, were you a longtime fan of the show? Did you watch it almost every season and say, yeah, maybe one day I might do that? I mean, what was your journey to get on the show?
Yeah, you know, I did like the show. I watched it in past seasons, and I always thought, you know, the transformations that people made were amazing. And, you know, I never thought about actually being on the show myself. I just, you know, it was one of those things where it was, there was no way I'd ever, you know, get on the show. And, you know, on a whim last spring, I decided to go to an open casting call here in at the Biggest Loser Resort. And, I got lucky, and they picked me, and then here I am today, the winner.
wow, did you ever get lucky? But you worked, like so many of the contestants, you worked, all of you guys worked very, very hard. So what is the biggest adjustment for you? You've lost over, 171 pounds. So for you physically, is there an adjustment? Is there a mental adjustment? Or what is that like for you?
Yeah, I think that the biggest part of the whole transformation process was, it's the psychological and, the spiritual aspects of it. You know, physically, I knew what it took to lose weight. You have to work out. You have to be active. But, it's the emotional side of things, letting go of, I was grieving my father's loss for many years, and, being able to let go of that has helped me in many ways. And, when I watched the show in past seasons, you can see that transformation they were making, and you saw that there was more than just the physical transformation. And so being able to experience that firsthand and now feel like a completely different person and obviously look like a completely different person, it's an amazing feeling. And it's something that now, looking back, I never want to go back to where I was and just keep moving forward.
And so what are I know there must be many, but what are some of your future, your upcoming, I should say, plans as far as keeping the weight off for you?
Well, for myself, I pretty much made the commitment to myself to 90 minutes a day, 6 days a week I'm going to work out and be active. And then, of course, I want to schedule, my weekends now around different races and do half marathons and maybe mini triathlons and, play soccer with my friends again. That's something that I'm looking forward to, getting into some different, recreation leagues if I can in the area. And who knows, maybe even trying out for a professional soccer team like I always dreamed of doing.
Oh, well, wouldn't that be nice? So you're really going all the way a triathlete. That's a journey right there, my goodness. Wow. That is really true. Well, I understand. I was looking at a People magazine article about you, and I understand that your girlfriend is very much into fitness and what have you. So are you guys going to team up and, work out as partners or what?
Definitely. She's been a big inspiration to me and motivation. So, it's nice to have that support system here at home, and we're going to definitely be doing races together and doing different competitions together, and it's nice to have that support pushing each other. So it's definitely going to make things easier at home for sure.
So now you've got $250,000. What are you going to do with? I mean, just give us some of the things you're going to do. Are you going to splurge for yourself or your family or both or what?
The money's probably already spent, right? That's what they always say. You have it, but it's probably already gone. I definitely want to be able to help my mom out. Her and my dad have done everything in their life to help me and my sister out. So I'd like to be able to help pay her mortgage down if I can a little bit. And I have two really great bosses that were able to help me financially while I was on the show, made sure my bills were taken care of and everything, and I need to pay them back. And, of course, if there's anything left over, take care of some school loans and maybe buy myself a new wardrobe if there's any money left over.
Oh, yeah, you got to get some wardrobe. Got to. That's going to
absolutely.
Be so much fun and what have you. What a nice set of bosses you must have. I mean, everybody needs to come work there at that company. My goodness.
One of the best companies I've ever worked for. And, truly two extremely generous individuals. And, they told me it's an opportunity I couldn't miss. And they said whatever I needed, they would help me out. And, being at the ranch, you're away from your family and you're stressed out about, you have your own stresses there. You're working out all the time, but you're worried about home and making sure everyone's okay. And, finances is obviously a big part of it. So for them to be able to do that for me, it was amazing of them.
It really was. Totally. So for you during the course of competing and in competition, what was the most challenging for you? Was it, the different style of eating, or was it all of the working out, or just what was it for you?
For me, it was getting into a routine. I've always had a hard time of getting into some kind of routine, physically. And, eating the meals at certain times and preparing them, and also, you know, just working out and getting into some kind of, you know, staying focused long enough to actually get into some kind of routine. That was always very difficult for me to do, and now I feel like a lot of the tools I've learned at the ranch, I'm the Biggest Loser, are going to help me moving forward. So, you know, coming home now, I have a game plan on how I'm going to, you know, get into that same type of routine and stay focused. That way, you know, I don't lose sight of how far I've come.
Absolutely not. I see the other two finalists there with you. Are you guys planning on staying in touch, or are you going to tour together and promoting your success on the show, or what?
No, yeah, Rob and Sonia are great, and we'll definitely keep in touch. And I'm sure we'll be doing some things for the show together, as far as those obligations are concerned. But in my opinion, I've made they're great friends of mine, and we're going to stay in contact, with each other, and I think the rest of the cats as well, the other 17 contestants are amazing. And, we've all really kind of created a little bit of a family environment, and, we still stay in touch today, and hopefully we continue to stay in touch tomorrow as well. I think we're all going to kind of continue to push each other and motivate each other.
What was your life like this time last year, early February last year? What were you doing?
Actually last year in January, I kind of woke up and I was kind of fed up with myself. I was really, really disappointed and I didn't love myself anymore. It felt really uncomfortable. And I told myself I didn't want to go another year feeling this way. I made a promise to my dad that I wanted to get healthy. And I told myself this was the year I was going to get healthy, regardless of what I do. That was going to be my main priority.
Oh, man, and did you ever keep your promise? I know your dad's looking down. He's so proud of you. It's your whole family, your friends, your bosses. And, I mean, who would have thought? What a difference a year makes. You're this whole new guy.
Yep.
You're just totally new. Yep. You kept that promise.
It's amazing.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Yeah, so it's amazing what 1 year can do.
Absolutely. So how can people stay in touch and follow you? What are your... I try to get the Twitter handle, but I think I'm always messing that up. So how can people stay in touch with you, Dan?
Yeah, reach out to me on Twitter at Tomo Dobro. And also I've got a Facebook fan page. They can reach out to me there. I check my messages pretty regularly, and love to be able to hear from them. So far all the support's been amazing, and appreciate it so much. And, I look forward to hearing from them and hopefully being able to pay for it and help them out.
Great. Well, again, Toma, I say congratulations to you. And we hope to continue to see you on different promotional gigs and different promotional projects. I know they got a lot planned for you because you are definitely one of their great and best representatives that they've had over the last 16 seasons. So, again, congratulations to you.
Thank you so much. Appreciate your time.
Okay. Take care now. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, my God, what an amazing story he has to tell. Toma, this time last year, you heard him. He said he was not happy with his life and how his weight, and, you have a lot of weight. Even if you have, 10, 12, 20 pounds, it just makes you unhappy. And this young man had, 336 pounds he was carrying around. And not only was that bad mentally for your self-esteem, but for your health, your heart, your limbs. And, he said, I just wasn't happy with where my life was, and he did something about it. Not only did he do something about it, but his winning put a really nice, nice end of the story. He's going to help out his mom and his two bosses that helped him out, and just a generous guy. He looks like a really generous young man. So for those of you out there, it's the first week of February, first few days actually, and those New Year's resolutions are probably, in the closet for next year. Let all of the people who won the Biggest Loser Glory Days, let this be an inspiration. This man lost 171 pounds, and that's no easy task at all. But let that be hopefully a motivation for you to take the resolution off the shelf and get back on it. It's never too late. And each day you're granted a day, it's not too late. You can start at any time. And like Toma said, it's being consistent. That is usually the biggest problem for people after they start some type of full weight loss program or routine. But if you can do it, you can do it too. So could I. Okay, that's going to do it for this edition, this morning, mini edition of Phil Festival Radio Show. I want to thank my guest, Toma. I'm just going to call him Toma Dobro. Dobro Slavjevic. That's close enough, Toma. I'm sorry. I'm last name challenged. But he is the official winner of season 16, The Biggest Loser, Glory Days, $250,000 cash prize. But most importantly, he has lost that weight, and he is in a much better state in his life. And we say congratulations to him. Okay, we are out of here. We'll see you guys in our next show. For those of you who are battling that extreme cold winter out there, be safe, and we'll see you on our next show. So take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Film Festival Radio with your host, Janice Malone. Be sure to download this and other episodes at filmfestivalradio.com.